Triple J.
Gonna be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview.
Like a virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on
Mars. I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
No.
Check, check to the mic. Check, one, two.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yeah, it's Friday, Like a Virgin time. Always a favourite. Matt and Alex in the studio, joined with us this morning by Lapsley.
Hello.
Morning, Lapsley. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Finishing up a couple of shows around Australia. Matt and I both got to catch you at Splendour in the Grass, which was sensational. And now here you are in the flesh, about to play an original and a cover for us. You've got a couple of mates in the background as well. Who's joining you in the Lapsley band?
It's really funny because the first time I played in London, well, the big show, I forgot Jodie's name.
Oh, okay.
But every time I look at him, I'm like, Jodie! Yeah, we've got Jodie on the bass, and we have Duncan on the keys, and we have Mike on the drums, and my dad's in the back somewhere.
Yeah, oh, so I saw your dad.
Number one fan.
He came up, yeah, he's waving through the window now.
Hey.
Does he usually tour with you?
No, this is... one-off.
First time.
Yeah,
is he sort of a bit cheeky? Is he getting stuck into your rider? And
yeah, you know? And he's just really cheesy and embarrassing at the same time.
Oh, man.
Dad jokes.
Lastly, we have our dad's review Triple J's feature album every week, and I don't know why we keep doing it to ourselves. It's a bit of a shocker with the dad jokes coming through, but it's very nice to have you in.
Yeah.
No oboe, I noticed, is part of the band.
Oh,
you didn't bring your oboe to Australia?
I didn't, unfortunately.
Do you ever give it a little play every now and then?
Yeah, in the privacy of my own home.
Really?
When nobody's in.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's what you started playing, and so it's good that you're still sort of sticking with it.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
Yeah. So. Now, we saw a tweet from you recently that you were commending, I guess, the attractiveness of Australians. Is that true?
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think they know it. Like, if they went to the rest of the world, they'll realise, like, how gorgeous they are.
Oh, really?
Because they're just so used to it. It's like the Swedish. They're just like, oh, we're all, like, amazing. So.
Oh, that's very nice of you. What is it like in Southport?
We've got good personalities.
Well, it's very nice of you to think that. I mean, me and Alex, we're gonna include ourselves in as part of the people you're talking about, I assume.
Well, I'd say Matt coming from Brisbane, I think you made it about Melbourne with comments, wasn't it? I'm more of a Victorian.
You're closer to Melbourne than I was ever. All right. Well, either way, thank you. We pass on your well wishes to Melbourne.
We're going to play a song first off, Lapsley, called Cliff from your debut album, which I've been really, really loving this song as well. And looking a bit into your background and the electronic sort of minimalist dance music that you've enjoyed, I said it sort of made sense to me because in this song, every instrument has its place. Like there's not too much extraneous noise going on. Is that something that was going through your mind when you were creating this tune?
Yeah, I definitely focused on the minimal tracks that were in it. It's more like the stuff that I used to make before this album. So, yeah, it's one of my favourite ones in the album.
Is it a matter of you having too much stuff in the demo and then stripping it all back for the final version, or do you really only build it in the minimalist way?
Yeah, it started off really bare, and it was only in like the last two sessions that I added like some guitar in it and a lot of the things that make the song what it is right now. So
yeah, cool.
Sensational. I was going to ask you about the raves you went to as well. Matt and I are a fan of going to raves. I never snuck out of home though, so I'm not sure if I would have gone along with you. I would have been too nervous to sneak out. Has your dad been hearing a few interviews about your days going to raves with the older crowds?
He's
pointing in.
Don't look at me like that. Yeah, they found out a lot about me through these interviews.
So what did you used to do?
So I started becoming obsessed with a lot of the club nights in Liverpool. And I just used to sneak out on a Friday and a Saturday, get the last train in, come back in the morning.
Where did they think you were?
They thought I was asleep because I'd have to play a hockey match, but I'd be pissed. Like...
So they thought...
I've been a hockey match. Like, well, they'll be like, you're not doing very well this season, Holly. We don't know why. And I'm just like, I don't know why. You know, studies.
So you literally had the, what, the pillows lined up and the blanket over the top like it was a body.
Yeah, I did actually.
A tape recorder of a few heavy breathing, little snores.
The tied up blanket down the window, letting yourself down. Wow. Well, we're lucky that you've managed to, you're definitely here with us right now. We can vouch for you on that one.
Yeah, and we're about to have a song called Cliff. It's gorgeous stuff. Let's do it right now. You're on Triple J's Like a Version with Lapsley. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
I love it so much. It is Cliff, the song from Lapsley, performed live for you this morning on Triple J. Certainly one of my favourite songs of 2016 so far. So thank you so much for playing it for us, Lapsley.
Thank you.
And thank you for sticking around, because you do have a cover still to come on this fine Friday morning. It is Like a Virgin. So we usually ask for a clue as to what you might be performing for us. Get a clue for us?
So the lead singer of this band rhymes with Janice.
Rhymes with Janice.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Janice.
But it's definitely not a Janice.
It's not a Janice.
Okay, there
not,
we go.
It's Janice not the Joplin.
Joplin ruled out.
All right.
Top
well,
name.
Get your clues in, your guesses in, I should say. 0439757555. We're with Lapsley on Triple J Breakfast this morning, and it's 8 o'clock.
Triple J. Maybe a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview
Like a Virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on Mars.
I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
Do you know?
Check, check to the mic. Check, one, two.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, and for Like a Version this morning, we've got Lapsley in the studio alongside bandmates Jody Duncan and Mike. Hello again, Lapsley.
Hello.
I was just thinking as well, Lapsley being your mother's maiden name, you've ruined your security question for, you know, your bank or something like that, which is no good.
You're the first person to say that, and I've just clocked onto it.
You're wondering about all the accounts that You'll are currently being hacked right now.
Got to go your pet, first pet's name or something like that.
I know, I'm going to have to change it.
Street you grew
what
up
is
on.
Your, what is your pet's first pet's name?
No, you should need something sacred, man.
Oh, no, I had a hamster called Mini Minstrel.
Mini Minstrel.
Because I couldn't decide between the name Minnie Mouse and Minstrel. So I just called him Mini Minstrel. And it died of obesity.
Oh, really?
It's so sad.
I mean, sorry. Yeah, well, that's really sad.
Syrian hamster.
When did you, like, what was going on? Was it just you were feeding it too much, or it found
really
its way
bad.
Into?
So it died with strawberries in its mouth. Right, okay. So, like,
well, what? Hey, look, a lot of people would say that's the best way to die, really.
So when you looked in, strawberries everywhere, which looked like it exploded slightly. So it wasn't the best.
Mini
it's like
minstrel.
My parents, like, you need to look after something. Can't look after.
Oh, wow.
Have you written a song about Mini Minstrel and the life and times of the first
I haven't, but that could
hamster?
Be album two.
I reckon in the lead up, that should be excellent. We've got Lapsley in the studio with us, about to play us some music, but... Is this your first time in Australia?
Yeah, Australia.
Did you know a bit about it from your... Because you're a big fan of geography, so I guess you might know a little bit about our country from studying in the past.
I actually don't. No, I studied Japan.
Right.
Quite a bit. So I was at Fuji Rocks the other week, so that was quite nice.
Sure.
Go through the mountains.
What have you learned about Australia since you've been here?
I keep forgetting that it's winter. That's a very basic bitch thing.
No.
I'm just like... We're like in the southern hemisphere, and it's all a bit different. So.
Yeah.
What else? I think it's there's a quite big difference between the temperature in Brisbane and in Melbourne. I didn't think it would be that drastic.
Yeah, it's like 2,000 k's.
It's like
difference.
Tropical to like Southport.
Well, the splendor in the grass. I mean, that was outrageous. What was going on with the weather there for the middle of winter?
It was
30
gorgeous.
Degrees.
Got my tan on.
Oh yeah, did you go for a bake?
Yeah, that ozone hole was like, it was toasting me nicely.
Line yourself up under that magnifying glass, but also put on sunscreen.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
very
make
important.
Sure you cover up whether you're doing it for your skin or for the music covering tracks right now.
Our listeners are ratbags, Lapsley. We've got to keep, you know, drawing them into line.
Now, we do have Like a Version, and we do have you here to play a cover, and you gave us a clue just before, and the clue was the lead singer of the band that you're about to cover rhymes with
Janice.
Can we reveal who it is?
Can we reveal who it is? It's not Rove McManus, by the way. He's not the lead singer. Rove McManus is a very popular Australian comedian. You probably haven't heard of him over there. But anyways, so who is it? Who's performing? Who are you performing?
So I'm doing Mountain at My Gates by Foles.
Ah, Janice from Foles being the lead singer. Oh, brilliant stuff.
Yes.
What do you like about this song from Foles?
I really like the lyrics. I think it's really beautiful. There's a lot of images within it. And it's just like really simple chords. I thought we could do something with it.
Sensational.
Yeah, now, yeah. Sensational.
Foles being a band who would be, I guess, popular around your part of the world and being quite young still yourself. Has this been a band that's sort of been around while you've been growing up and, you know, people at school really got into Foles? You know, have big Foles tumblers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember going to Leeds Festival when I was 15 and they were playing it on the main stage and crying when they played Spanish Sahara.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And now you see people crying
it's
in
a
your gigs and you know where they're coming from?
Yeah, I'm just looking at them like, are you sure?
Well,
<You're> crying.
Well, Alex and I will reach for the tissue box just in case.
Yeah.
During your cover of Foles' Mountain at My Gates right now for this Friday morning, it is Lapsley on Like a Version. Take it away.
J's Like a Version. That is
so
a song
good.
Originally by Foles, Mountain at My Gates, the name of it. Lapsley, the artist coming in to cover it for us this morning. Absolutely gorgeous. Thank you very much, Lapsley.
Thank you.
And thank you very much to Jody Duncan and Mike for helping out as well. The backing band doing very nicely, which sort of brings your show to an end in Australia.
I thought it was Like a Virgin until today.
Oh, really?
And then I clocked on and I was like, I'll get it.
It's a dad joke.
It's a version. That's what we're doing.
Your father would have been proud. And he is out there. He's giving the big thumbs up for the performance as well. Beautiful stuff. So thank you very much for coming in. You're off to Canada and Lollapalooza after this. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty huge.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and really excited. I've got family in Chicago as well, so it'll be a bit of a,
oh, really?
A bit
cool.
of homecoming. So, yeah.
They're going to come along to the shows?
Yeah, VIP.
Oh, get some home-cooked meals as well, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for looking to us and joining us for this morning. We really, really appreciate it. And, yeah, best of luck in the tour up ahead.
Thank you. Triple J.